This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
It's Sal Capaccio.
Sal Capaccio. Sal Capaccio. Sal Capaccio. Sal Capaccio. Sal Capaccio. Sal Capaccio, Sal Capaccio
on WGR.
The Bills go to 4-2, take a 1.5 game lead in the division en route to a, hopefully for them, fifth straight AFC East title. With a kind of wild, fun, interesting,
awful,
awful win at the Jets, 23-20.
The officiating in that game was so hard to live with that I legitimately felt like if I didn't have to talk about this football team for a living, I would have turned that game off. I just couldn't stand it anymore. I really was just I can't like rip the TV off the wall, frustrated with the number of flags that we're getting.
You and I should have a conversation. It shouldn't be that bad.
I would have turned it off.
Anyway, whatever you want to say about the game, it's ancient history. Because the Bills have traded for Amari Cooper. Sal Capaccio on the West Her hotline. Sal, let's start there. This trade, let's hear your thoughts on the deal, the timing, and the value of the Bills getting this player right now.
Well, I think the timing's interesting given what happened this morning with the New York Jets. Devontae Adams gets traded to the Jets for a third-round pick, which can become a second. It's going to probably be a third unless the Jets get to the AFC Championship game or Super Bowl. In that deal, the Jets had to take on all of his salary, which was $11-plus million. We knew the Bills couldn't handle that for any Devontae Adams trade. Were they waiting it out to see? Could they work something out? Could the Raiders eat cap space, restructure the salary, send him to Buffalo? And maybe Brandon Bean was waiting that out. I don't know this, but I'm just guessing it's possible. He could have said, I'm going to wait that out, see if that's the case. And once that did not come to fruition, you pivot and you already have some structure of a deal maybe in place for Amari Cooper because obviously it happened, just a few hours later. So that's the timing of the deal. Also the timing of what's happened really on the field with this team, right? Through three games, everything looked great. The last three games, it just hasn't. Even last night, guys, I mean, you got to get more production out of your wide receivers. They had 12 targets, only 9 catches. Your leading wide receiver had 3 catches, only 4 targets. You have to do better than that. You have to find a way to be able to diversify this offense, to give guys a little bit more of an opportunity, give Josh Allen a little bit more of an opportunity. You have a look at it. We've talked about this. The AFC East is there. They have a stranglehold on this division right now, and they have a serious look at being in one of the top two or three spots of the AFC, playoff picture. It's all right there in front of them. So this is what you do in that situation, and that's why I think Brandon Bean made the move now.
Where do you think Cooper how soon is it realistic to expect him to have an impact? And does he immediately become, he's the most accomplished receiver on this team, and it's not even really close. Like, does he walk in the door, and is he the number one guy on this team just like that?
I don't think it's that easy, Bulldog. I think that, you know, there's always a bit of an acclimation period with any of these things, right? A guy comes in, it'll take some time, especially offensively, play-wise, get on the same page as your quarterback. I mean, how much have we talked about even Josh Allen not having, you know, having so many different parts to work with and different receivers and even that chemistry kind of taking time to shape? What are you going to do? If you're going to have Amari Cooper come in, you have to have a very... and make an impact right away. It's got to be a pared down playbook. It's got to be things he's familiar with. It's got to be, you know, maybe a certain snap pitch count until you're kind of really ready for that. Now, let's see how quickly that can happen. One thing I did learn over the last hour is even though there has been an agreed to terms, the paperwork is not yet filed official with the league. The trade isn't official yet. Once that happens, the Bills have to make a roster move. Do they release one of their current wide receivers? I would guess, you know, MVS would be, you know, the first one you'd get to there. It's not going to be Shakir, Coleman, Samuel, or Hollins. That would be something that you could look at. And then while that's happening, I think that's also a thing you have to think about here, which is he impactful enough right away to just roll with five receivers and him being one of them? Or do you have to give it some time here and you got to keep the six on your team? You could also have elevations. You could do it that way too. So you don't have to go that route. But I just think there's a lot here that you have to kind of make sure you mix in. And look, this is different than the Russell Douglas trade. They're doing this, you know, 3 weeks earlier than that. So you do have a little time here. If you wait till the trade deadline, now you're waiting even longer to get them up to speed on everything. At least you have a little bit of a grace period before that. It's only been six games. We're not even halfway to the season yet. So at least you have that.
You know, I think maybe on that point, Sal, my read is the Jets simply set the market. And you wanted him. You wanted somebody. You talked about this player with Cleveland. You knew he was available. Cleveland just continues to find new lows with their season, their franchise. And why not? You know, you get that many more games out of them. So I think, you know, sometimes with the trade deadline in any sport, even in fantasy football, it can be, what is the market price? Like, who sets that? And the Jets, probably somewhat out of desperation or frustration, like, all right, let's go. We lost again. Let's go. And so third round for Adams, conditional. I think that made it probably pretty easy for the Bills to just sort of pull the trigger.
Yeah. Now, we're scheduled to hear from Sean McDermott at 5 p.m. today, guys. Just looking as I'm on with you to see if there's anything that's come across. I'm not told that we're going to hear anything from Brandon Bean today. That could happen. Like I said, it's not official yet, so they probably wouldn't trot him out there yet until all, you know, you got physicals and all that kind of stuff you probably have to take care of. But that's a good question to ask Brandon Bean, right, when we ultimately do, which is, you know, when did this start? And I'm sure that'll be one of the first questions. When did this start? I'm interested to know, was there a framework in place where he kind of pivoted there? Is this something, this is a target of theirs all along? Because it's also possible that they just knew, we're not going to be able to get at Davante Adams. We know the Raiders aren't going to eat salary, so what's our next best option? And then you go to what you just said, Mike, which is, all right, let's see what Davante Adams goes for, see if he's eventually going to go to the Jets. And what happens if the Jets don't make that trade today? Do the Bills make that trade for Amari Cooper today? Right? Like, what is the timeline and the ripple effect here about how all this went down? I mean, I remember when Brandon Bean first got here and he made the trades in one day, Sammy Watkins and Ron Darby, and in comes, you know, E.J. Gaines and Jordan Matthews and those draft picks. And I remember him talking to us in the media about how he had deals in place with both, but he couldn't tell them, right? Because he needed to kind of make sure everything was happening the right way for him to intertwine it all.
Well,
and I'm guessing that could be what happened here.
He did the same thing with Brown and Beasley in free agency.
Exactly right.
He's
right.
Like, they signed them on the same day, like minutes apart, and didn't want to talk to the other.
Didn't want Beasley to know about Brown and Brown to know about Beasley.
Right.
Right.
Well, I don't know. Like, the question I would want to ask Bean, the number one question I want to ask him is not something I think I would get the full answer to in public, but it's just, okay, everything that's happened this offseason, all the countless hours WGR has spent on wide receiver and everybody else, just sort of wondering, like, I remember shows I did alone in the summer, you know, does Bean really like where he's at? I mean, they traded Diggs and he probably felt like he had to do it, but does he really like where he's at? Is it really the case that it's better to have what Allen said, that nobody cares about stats? I mean, is that different now? Just, you never really know, because publicly they're always going to represent that they are. But privately, maybe not. And We've always wondered, Sal, this whole summer, like, has he been close to another move? Has Brandon Bean, would he have guessed all summer that one way or another, he probably was going to end up here, whether it's Amari Cooper or Deontay Johnson or someone else, that his room was just not it. And, you know, I've got the extra second. I can do
this. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This later, and let's just see what happens. And I think last week's game was the game, and last night was not that much better, where he goes, yep, you know, we probably have to do something.
I totally could subscribe to that. I would guess that's the same thing. I don't think you'll necessarily get a truthful answer publicly, like you said. but to me, it feels like, hey, we have Josh Allen, and we like the guys we have, but we need to see how it works. And if it's not going right, we have to be ready to make a deal. But let's remember, the financials of this were always going to be a hindrance to anything you did. So then you start poking around and going, okay, there's Amari Cooper, who's all his money's taken care of. And, I mean, we haven't even talked about the fact that the Bills only have to pay him $800,000, guys.
Right.
That's it for the rest of the season. That's all it goes on your cap charge versus $11 million that the Jets are paying to the Raiders. You know, you talk about Deontay Johnson, who wouldn't have been that much, and Cortland Sutton would be in a more similar situation than Amari Cooper. But I think that's how you land somewhere like today.
Right. So what I'm wondering, and maybe you know or have an inkling from conversations you've already had since this happened, or maybe you're just going to be guessing like I am. What do you think? One of the biggest appeals to this move to me, Sal, even going back a couple of weeks when we were talking about Adams versus Cooper and what's a better idea, the contract and no entanglement. Like, really, Cooper is a free agent after this year. And I like that a lot for the Bills, but we've already talked about in the first segment of our show, like, does he come here with an expectation to get some, you know, reworked extension or something? Or would you expect the Bills to just be able to just use him for the next few months and then make a decision on that one way or the other?
I would expect the Bills to just see how this goes, and then they'll revisit this when they need to. I mean, they're already planning, you know, what they have for 2025. A lot of this year was set up to kind of give them a little bit of flexibility, but I think that this move does not have to come with a price of, we got to pay this guy. I mean, you know, the Browns traded him. To my knowledge, there's no sort of him, you know, it's not like the NHL where you have a no-trade clause and you can put your teams on it, things like that. This is, hey, he's getting traded here, and we're going to, you know, I haven't heard anything or seen anything, and I don't expect anything to come out of where Amari Cooper's not reporting to Buffalo unless, you know, he gets some sort of new deal. I'd be pretty stunned at that. I think this is more of a rental for now. We're renting with the option to possibly see if we're interested in buying later and if both sides agree to that.
Do you have an opinion on the player, Sal? Of course you do. We haven't really talked about that yet. It's been a difficult year, and that might be nice way to say it, for him and his team. And there's going to be both. There's going to be plenty of blame Watson, because he's blamed for everything, and it's probably right. But also, like, Cooper has not had a good season anyway. So I don't know. Like, he's been traded three times. There are drops here. Are we okay? Like, how is this player for you?
You know, I remember a few months ago, you guys were even talking about how this guy actually has put up a lot of numbers that we haven't kind of really, they've kind of gone under the radar in his career, all the numbers he's put up, right? We always know he's a good receiver, but if you look at the numbers he's put up, you know, he has
seven 1,000-yard seasons.
Yeah, including 1,250 2 years ago, 1,160 a year before that. He's just turned 30 years old. He's not going to be 31 until next offseason. You know, he's had some pretty monster years in the NFL, and that hasn't come with a lot of winning necessarily. Maybe that's partly part of the reason why, going to the Raiders, the Cowboys, and now to the Cleveland Browns. So I like him as a player as far as the numbers he's put up and the production he's had. There have been some drop issues, there's no doubt. You're going to have to probably live with that. There could be one or two that happened this year, and then, you know, people can, you know, debate, you know, the merits of all that. But I'm looking at, you know, what he's done in his career and how kind of under the radar he's been as a really productive receiver. He is top 10 in active receiving yards in the NFL right now. He's top 10 in active receiving touchdowns in the NFL right now. Now, he has played quite a few years, so maybe that's not necessarily, you know, super surprising to anyone.
It's good. No,
but
it's
he's
good.
Been really what's that?
I think it's good. I'm just saying, yeah. I think it's good.
And by the way, last year he cost me my fantasy championship because he broke like the record in that one game. Who are they playing? The Texans maybe that day or something?
Yes, like in these tournaments, it's unforgettable. Like Cooper had with Flacco this insane game in Houston where if you didn't have him, you were dead.
Oh yeah, like franchise record for yards,
just huge. And then he missed the next week. They played the Jets on Thursday night the next week, and he had an injury and didn't play. So that was Amari Cooper. And this happens, you know, I'm not going to pretend it doesn't. Like, he is what we call a tough click for me in drafts, Amari Cooper, because I cannot get one image out of my head. And I flatter myself to think, Bulldog, you may remember it. But when he played for Dallas, after he'd been traded by the Raiders to the Cowboys, there was a game in Foxborough. And he had his hands in that, like, that sleeve on the front of your jersey to keep warm. It was like a late season game, the whole game. And I just looked at Amari Cooper. I'm like, I've never seen anybody look colder than he looks right now on this field. Like, I don't even know if he took his arms out to try to catch a pass or whatever that was. Not fair, but that was my impression of Amari Cooper watching him on that.
Well, can I just throw a couple stats at you guys real quick?
Sure.
He's less than 300 yards away from 10,000 in his career. So we'll assume here he's going to get to 10,000 receiving yards at some point in a Buffalo Bills uniform. But how about this? He's had four 200-yard receiving games in his NFL career. Four of them. The NFL record is five from Calvin Johnson and Lance Allworth.
Yeah. I mean, he's been kind of boom or bust.
I'll tell you what jumps out at me. Well, one thing that jumps out at me, looking at his just overall numbers, long reception of the year every year, like that. His stat page is 68 yards, 87 yards, 90 yards. But
yes,
like there's big 75 yards. There are big plays in there, and you know, sure, this year it hasn't happened, but last year was one of the 75s. Like he is someone who I don't think of as like a field stretcher necessarily. He wasn't super elite fast coming out in the draft. I think 4.4s, something like that.
Yep.
So.
That's right.
But I feel like this is just a very good to great all-around receiver is what I think the Bills acquired today.
Yeah, so I think this is a needed move by the Bills. I think it's the right move. I guess time will tell if it turns out to be the most productive move for them and what they, you know, how it works out in the field. But I don't know how anybody can sit back today, even the most pessimistic Bills fan. You really have to work hard today to say, I can't believe the Bills did this. What a horrible move. Like, you really have to work hard. I mean, this is a really good player in the league. They gave up a third-round pick, and oh, by the way, they got a pick back. They have a third and a seventh, and they got a sixth back, actually. And look at where they are right now, record-wise, division-wise, conference-wise, and what the team has looked like on the field at wide receiver. So I just think you have to work really hard to say that, you know, for some reason you don't like this for the Buffalo Bills or Brandon Bean did something wrong here. The financials are just incredible to land a player like this at this time and only have to pay him less than $1 million for the rest of the year.
Right on. Agree. Sal, thanks.
You got it.
It's our man Sal Capaccio on the Western Hotline. His appearances are always brought to you by New York's only outlet liquor. When you need to stock up, it's the place to buy a case. What's your outlet?
Fourth team now for Amari Cooper. No revenge games, though, on the schedule. Bills don't play
any
Vegas,
yeah.
Dallas, or Cleveland here until the playoffs.
Until the playoffs. Thank you.
Yeah.
You beat me to it.
Super Bowl, maybe. I don't know. None of those teams is looking good. Well, this is why a guy gets traded.
Right.
Mike Schopen, the Bulldog, with Eric Wood coming up at 4. This is WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.